And so as we begin today, let's do some appreciation for your breathing, your normal, natural rhythm, getting in touch with just that sensation of the air moving in and out of your body. In and out of your body, and appreciating it. You know, our subconscious runs that. We're just bringing a little conscious awareness to the fact that we are breathing and that air flows comfortably and calmly in and out. And we know that a wonderful kind of way to think about that you could be breathing in the positives to your mind and the comfort to your body, exhaling negatives from your mind, tension, stress from your body, and that this could continually be going on for you. Like now, as you enter the imagery state in your conscious outer awake life, when you sleep at night round the clock, an associated sensation to your breathing, breathing in the positives to your mind, comfort to your body, exhaling negatives from the mind, tension, stress from the body. And now just let your body sink down into that solid support beneath you. And give yourself this opportunity now to take a journey, first through comfort, and then to explore and discover more. Find the radiantly healthy you and renew your brilliance. And so let's bring your attention to your feet, and at the same time, let's take one big deep cleansing breath in. Hold it a moment or two, and then slowly exhale and invite and allow a comforting to flow from toes to heels, ankles, calves, knees, and thighs. Each and every breath you are releasing and letting go. Each breath drifting deeper. And now let's take one more deliberate deep breath. And as you breathe in for the second deep breath in, hold it a moment or two, and then slowly exhale. And this comfort sensation continues flowing up through hips and abs, solar plexus, the entire midsection of your body, releasing and letting go, each breath drifting deeper. And now let's take another deep cleansing breath in. Hold it a moment or two. And that's that third big deep cleansing breath in, and release it now. And letting go now, drifting deeper. As this deeper inner calm moves up through hips and abs, solar plexus, the entire midsection, releasing, letting go. And just allowing for this comfort to flow. As now a nurturing sensation joins in with that deeper inner calm, upwards now, through that solar plexus, the middle section, right on up through your chest, all around and all through, into every nook and cranny of you. And just breathing in and breathing out, and accepting the good that flows. And just allowing that as this sensation of comfort and calm flows from the chest up through the shoulders, it's as though muscles, tissues, fibers could simply unwind and untangle and release and relax and let go now. And the letting go process just finds its way to allow those shoulders to become more flexible now and flowing so you can drift deeper. And the deeper, the more comfortable, and the more comfortable, the deeper. And down through the upper arms, the lower arms, the hands, the fingers, release as you comfort even more. Cross the upper back as you turn attention there, flowing the comfort and the calm across the nurturing sensation all around and all through, begins to bring you into an aliveness, a vibrant, magnificent you, as you find that strength within and down through the backbone from the upper back to the middle back, releasing, letting go, and all the way down to the lower back area. All the muscles, tissues, fibers are soothing and smoothing out any rough edges. And from that lower back area, let's send this comforting all the way down the backside of your body to your feet again. And now place your attention at the base of your neck and flow this comforting right up over the back of your head, all around your crown, circling around, particularly that nurturing sensation, down over your forehead, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your jaw muscles, facial muscles releasing now. And now let's take one more nice, big, deep, cleansing breath in. And becoming twice as comfortable now as you already are. So let's find our May radiance, that radiantly healthy you, that magnificent you that's vibrant and energetic. And let's find that image. I want you to imagine that you're looking up your symbolic staircase of 20 steps as though you're at the bottom, looking up at the image of you at the top of your symbolic staircase. And there you are, the image of radiant health. And you see that vibrant expression throughout your whole being. And you actualize that sense of the magnificent you. And you get a sense that there's an energetic something going on within your whole being. And so this is attractive to you. It's like you want to be that. And so you begin to feel yourself drawn and pulled, like just kind of floating up to that radiantly healthy image of you at the top of the staircase. And you float up and up and up until now you're standing right beside this image of you in radiant health. And you can feel that vibrational energy of magnificence vibrant, energetic you. You might even walk around it and move in back of it. Get to the other side of this image of you and feel that sense of yes coming from your radiantly healthy image. And it's so attractive. Not sure how this happens for you. It might be that you want to just let it come right into you, or maybe you walk right into it, but you do merge. You're merging. You just know that you can. You feel that merging capability of you with this radiantly healthy image and now becoming at one with it. And now you're standing in your power. You're standing in the vibrancy of you. Your magnificent you. Your energetic you. You're in all of it. And feeling that you're focusing outwards into the world. Your focus is sharp and clear. And like the phoenix rising, right here and right now, you're renewing your brilliance because it is the privilege of the phoenix. And every step down reinforces all of these ideas. Your magnificence, vibrancy, energetic you, and renewing your brilliance with the left foot first at 20, going down 19. 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, drifting deeper now. And as you drift deeper, deeper down into the positive domain, any negatives have already dissipated, disintegrated, and you're free and clear in the feeling of your May radiance. A radiantly healthy you moving forward, magnificent, vibrant, energetically alive, and ready to take a journey. And as that imagination door of yours opens, you begin to feel as though you are so comfortable. And each breath allows you even more deeper calm and comfort. That you begin to find yourself walking into a beautiful healing place. And applying that the healing place just brings more of what you already are feeling in the goodness of being magnificent and vibrant and energetic and in your radiantly healthy you. So to imagine what a place like that might be like, and that somewhere there are images that begin to take shape and form for this healing place of today. To imagine being in a healing place, just as it is wanted and needs to be. There may be deeper somethings you're wanting to be in touch with, some very personal, deep healing of the kind that's important for you individually. So with any or all of your senses, as this healing place begins to wrap around, all around, just finding yourself in that place, and kind of becoming at one with it. And what is it about this special healing place of today that captures attention? And when you know that, how does it feel to be there today? How does it feel to be in the here and now of it? And just reap the benefit and know that as you really focus in your imagining of this healing place, it creates a resilient something within you, a deeper spirit within that's determined and brilliantly alive today. Because you're in a renewal experience. And while you're getting acquainted with this very special healing place of today, you've heard along the way somewhere that it's been said that when one door closes, another one opens. Take a look over to the right and discover the open door. So in this very healing place that you've created, as you look to the right, you discover the open door and notice what you find. Take a few moments to realize and recognize that open door is providing something new for you. And as you notice it with any or all of your senses, in the way that if you wanted to reveal this or talk to a friend about it later, you could, because just noticing that to the right, a brand new open door opens for you. And noticing it with any or all of your senses, what seems interesting for you there? Perhaps, maybe, just possibly, there is a sense in being aware that there is a choice. And you might reflect within, what are the choices? And as you are reflecting about choices, somewhere, somehow, you know that when the time is right, it will be to go ahead and make a choice easily, effortlessly. And there's also a deeper inner knowing that it cannot be wrong, it can only be right. What is there about this open door and what you've come to find that can actually help you to understand about a deeper, resilient you? And when contemplating that, what else happens here? What is most important here? And if it feels right, heighten and brighten that information in the imagination. Heighten and brighten that information in the imagination. And now something more. For from this very beautiful healing place that has come through your imagination in just the right way for you, what if something like this could occur? What if this could be so? Imagining actually beginning to lift right up and out of this place, as though to go up into the sky and beyond. In your imagination, anything can happen if you let it, as time is not toxic. Imagine progressing through time right now, easily and effortlessly, and continuing to lift up higher and higher, comfortably and calmly moving through space. For you are in complete and charge and control of your imagination. And we wrap comfort all around because remember, you're magnificent, vibrant, energetic. And perhaps this may help increase that deeper inner resilient something that is already occurring. So just very comfortably and calmly moving through space now and imagining moving out and beyond to maybe 10 years from now. Maybe 100 years from now. Remember, anything is possible in your imagination as you allow it to be. And perhaps imagining a journey that goes so far into the future, it could be more securely comfortable to look back at what was at one time maybe a little frightening, and understanding something that could be quite helpful. And wouldn't it be so very, very tiny to do a look back at that something? How far out in years might it seem good to go? Just imagining while freely floating and begin to notice what happens. Come into understanding the details of what is found on this journey with still calm comfort wrapped all around. And from the point in time that was chosen by you, do a look back at what was frightening then from this perspective now in the future. And notice how very teeny, teeny, tiny it seems. And notice that from looking back at what was once frightening then, from this perspective now in the future, time is not toxic. All around and all through, something more perhaps becomes clearer. And just noticing beyond this time-space experience, what becomes clearer to you? And then to simply, at some point in time, when you're ready, you begin to notice a readiness, a return back and back and back, all the way back into the healing place where you started from. All the way back and back through time and space, coming back and back, all the way back down again into your beautiful healing place, secure, comfortable, grounded, and in that special spot within your beautiful healing place once again. And perhaps to muse a little bit about remembering what was learned, what was found. Perhaps recognizing and realizing that there's a sense of deeper strengthening, feeling the resilient you, the energetic you, the vibrant, magnificent you, and getting a sense that your focus now becomes so clear to follow that law of the mind thing that says what you focus on follows. So it would only follow to focus positively. And with the clarity of your mind so strong, in your vibrancy, more renewal takes place, renewal of your brilliance. And there's knowing that more is revealed to you. And perhaps even now asking a particular guide to come forward for you in this healing place that you're in, to help you sort out a little bit of what's been taking place here. That whatever information was received helps with the situation at hand. And let the guide help sort out for you, taking all the important information from this journey, sorting it out and getting it into the just right deeper places in your mind. And this guide may be one that you're very familiar with. It may be a new guide, but it's certainly a part of your journey today to get in touch with the true May radiance that you are feeling, that you are becoming more and more comfortable with. And asking questions like, how to remain in this feeling of my magnificent self? How to continue with my energetic feeling. How to live with the vibrant expression of myself. And your guide is there to help sort it out for you, answer questions. And you receive answers because you're again listening from your heart and hearing in your mind what your guide wants you to know. And letting your guide explain, help you discover, find a way for you to connect so positively within and without. It's as though your radiantly healthy you is so secure and strong from within to without and from without to within. And one of the ways you know that is that when you focus very positively like you are, you become completely positively aware of that buffer of resilient energy all around you. A resiliency that allows more positive good to flow through. And yet, at the same time, any negatives bounce right off that resilient, positive energy. It's part of your mind space, and it flows all around you from your skin outwards, at least 6 inches or more. So negatives bounce right off it, whiz right by. But that resilient, positive buffer of energy all around you seals in the goodness of this journey today and helps you to remember it in times where you might need it or want it most. That resilient positive energy all around you is a powerful boundary of you, magnificent you, vibrant you, energetic you, renewed you. And so as we allow all these thoughts and ideas to simply trickle down into the just right places within your deeper mind, the energy and image of you is so like something very powerful that feels like the strength within, the sovereign you, the one who can stand up tall and strong, courageous you, deeper inner confidence for life and living. And that is because of your choosing to take this journey today. And because you have the experience of something more that's come through to you is powerfully expressing itself right now. And because the willingness you've had to take the journey brings you to this goodness, and so it is. And so while the images may fade for now, the strength of them stays with you. As we bring all the goodness of this back, reinforcing it all first at zero, and then bringing back the good, the positive, and the true of it into your conscious outer awake life now, at one with a deep cleansing breath and a release. Two, realizing where you've placed yourself, the room you're in. Three, a wonderful sense of well-being, being very, very comfortable. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Eyes open, wide awake and alert.